So far, I mean, I saw a little bit of him at Baylor, but, I mean, he's a big kid that can has a lot of tools. I mean, you know, what little we saw, you know, obviously we're doing 7-on-7, but still you could tell he's got some skills. And, you know, I'm anxious to see him keep learning and keep growing because I think there's a lot of ability there.
As you were approaching the beginning of training camp, was there any fear that you might not be here on time for the contract?
No, no. I mean, I wanted to be here. I told you guys that. I probably shouldn't have told you that, but I did. And, you know, I think, you know, I'm not a guy that's going to sit out and hold out and be that guy. I want to be with my teammates. I want to be here, compete for this job, and help this team win games. And I think the only way you can do that is show up day one. And but with that being said, I think you got to be, you know, you got to take care of what's there and while you can, because, you know, I've been through it before in baseball. You gotta do it while you can, because, you know, there's only so many of these that come through. So, but no, I wanted to be here from square one. I think I had a great agent represent me. I mean, he did all the right things, and we were on the same page the entire time, and I think that made it a little bit easier on me.
Brandon, are you getting tired? You know, a question's going to come up. And so Pat named a starter. When are you going to name a starter? Are you tired of that storyline?
I mean, I don't read it, so it didn't really get on my nerves. The only time I hear about it is when I talk to you guys. So, you know, I think, you know, whenever coach does it, he'll know, and I think it'll be for good reason. I think that's his job. I can only control what I do out there on the field. But he knows what he's doing. I mean, he doesn't need people or like myself to worry about it. I mean, he's just telling me to go play football, and the rest will take care of itself.
Hey, what's your relationship with Colt like?
It's really good. You know, really good. We've got a really good quarterback meeting room, and I think that's a positive. I think when you got guys like Seneca that's been here for, you know, been in the league for a while, and you got Cole, which is a younger quarterback in terms of you know, being in the league, and myself a rookie. So everything's really, really good. You know, I'm looking forward to competing with Seneca and Colt and all these guys to be the guy. But, you know, we're all cordial in everything we do.
When you get out of spring ball, I mean, how much did you grow in the OTAs, mini camps?
A ton. I mean, I think, you know, from day one, my head was spinning so fast I couldn't even see straight to the last OTA where I felt in complete control. You know, there's a lot of hard work that goes in off the field as far as studying tape and studying the playbook. But I felt like I got better each and every day. And you know, it helped me, too, when I went home for the offseason. I would go throw with Josh Cooper and some other guys, and I wouldn't even need a playbook. I could just call a play without having to look down in a playbook for the most part. You know, and so
not fears necessarily, but concerns about things being harder than they actually wound up being. You say you got a lot out of it. Did it go better than you expected on some levels?
Talking about harder, what being harder? Talking about?
Well, you know, you go into a job like that, your first NFL job, and maybe you're worried about whether it's going to go well at first.
I'm not worried about it. I think I'm anxious. I'm more excited to go out and compete, you know, there's no reason to be worried about anything. I think, you know, we're all here for a reason, because we can play football, and like I said, we all have a goal, and that's to win a lot of games and do it as a 53-man team, you know, I want to be part of that 53.
Does it matter to you at all when the starting quarterback is named? I mean, before the first preseason game or the few days before the first regular season game, I mean, is there any difference to you in that?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say there's any difference. I mean, you know, like I said, again, that's not my position, so I don't have much control over when they name it. You know, I think whenever they feel comfortable doing it, they'll do it, and whether that's tomorrow, 2 weeks, or before we kick it off for the opener, that's what they feel is best. So, no, I'm going to keep competing, do what I do, and then see how things shake out.
What's Coach Childress like to work with?
He's awesome. You know, Coach Childress is good. He makes it tough on you. You know, he'll tell you some plays. He won't finish a play, and he'll expect you to know the rest of it. And we kind of have a good time with that. But he's good. A very, very smart guy. Very in-depth in the way he teaches things. But he's been around a lot of really good quarterbacks. So, you know, I'd be crazy not to take anything he says. I think he's got a lot of experience dealing with veteran quarterbacks that have had a lot of success. And you know, you can tell by the way he goes about his business.
There's a strong possibility a lot of rookies are going to be starting on offense this season. What kind of impact do you think that you guys can make?
Well, I think the pieces, as far as the young guys, are good. I mean, even guys like Greg Little, a second-year guy that has a chance to make a lot of really, really big plays, and you got guys like, you know, right tackle Schwartz, and you got Travis Benjamin, and then Josh Gordon, myself, Trim. There's a lot. That's five right there real quick, you know, the 11. So I think, I think there's going to be some ups and there's going to be some downs. You know, we got to find a way to kind of keep it even keel, and I think that's a recipe for winning games. Is try to avoid the low lows and try to keep our head above water. But I think, with the talent we have on the outside with those guys I named, and then hand the ball to Trent. I mean, that's, you know, it's a pretty good recipe. Like I said, I think there's a lot of really good pieces in place. We just got to go, you know, learn from our mistakes, but, you know, capitalize on the opportunities we have.
Yeah, Brandon, with Trent here, it's hard to believe it won't be like a run-oriented or run-first offense. Is that going to make it easier for you in transitioning to the NFL with having a dominant running back like that?
Yeah, I think it's got to. I mean, I think anytime you have a guy you can turn and hand it to at any time, it's got to take some pressure off the quarterback. You know, we didn't do a bunch of that. I threw it 50, 60 times at Oklahoma State, so it was kind of a flip-flop, but anytime you have a guy like that where, you know, if it's second and six, you can turn and hand it to him and feel like he can get 5 or 6 yards, you know, that's easy on me. And it's also easy on Coach Shermer calling plays. You know, that makes things a little bit easier. But absolutely. I mean, I'd be lying if I said that having a guy in the backfield as talented as he is, it'll take a lot of pressure off you.
Brandon, I would assume that one of the reasons that they brought Josh here is, you know, he might have an ability to stretch the field vertically and kind of be worthy of your arm strength and so forth. How important is it for you to, and how beneficial is it for you to have receivers that can not only catch the ball, you know, medium routes, but deep routes as well, and stretch the field?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that opens up things all across the board. I think, you know, anytime you have a guy that can run past anybody, you know, as good as these DBs are, especially in this division, in this league, you know, you have to be able to take advantage of shots. You have to be able to take shots, and even if you don't complete them, you still got to be able to throw the ball down the field. And having a guy like that that's bigger than pretty much every, he is bigger than every DB in this league, you know, that gives you an advantage. But if you try to just dink and dunk down the field, you can do it for a while, but I think you still have to throw the ball down the field vertically to put some pressure on the defense. I think anytime you let them get comfortable, you know, you're playing, you know, the ball's on their side of the field, and it's tough on the offense.
With Greg Little and Josh Gordon out there at the same time, would that make you happy?
No, absolutely. They're both really good players. You know, and they're both big guys, so I know they're easy guys to throw to. So, yeah, I think you get two guys that are that physically gifted. That I think any quarterback would be pretty excited about that opportunity. I think it's, you know, they're two really good players that I think they're going to make each other better. You know, because they're going to play the same position, they're going to benefit having each other out there. So. Yeah, if they're on the same field or on the field at the same time, that's not a bad 1-2 punch.
Have you asked a lot of veterans what training camp experience is like, the grind of one? Is there anything you're particularly not looking forward to?
Well, I've asked them. I've asked them about it, and they've kind of given me the rundown of how things go. They give us a schedule, and, you know, I mean, I'd be lying. It's Groundhog Day. I mean, it's a grind, especially at the quarterback position. And, you know, there's a lot of studying. There's a lot of stuff that goes on, but, you know, you're getting in a routine, which I'm a big routine guy. If you can, you know, stay in your routine, it makes things a little bit easier to go day by day. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of veterans, kind of pick their brains about how to go about it, what to expect. And, you know, it's going to be tough, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to going through my first one.
You got a roommate?
Not yet. There's two beds. I don't know. I'm waiting for somebody else to come in the room, but I was hoping I had a big king size, but I didn't.
Are you still on the baseball with the extent you'll be watching the Tigers game tonight?
Yeah, you know, I haven't watched much TV in a long time, but yeah, I'm sure I'll have a little bit of time to watch the game. I'll probably get back home till 10 o'clock, but if it's still on, I'll flip it on.
What's your assessment of the Pennant race?
Don't know much about it. That's what I'm saying. I'm way out of the loop on not only basketball. I haven't watched anything. I didn't watch the British Open. I haven't watched TV in a long time.
Is that it? You just want so much of this and being married and all that?
Well, that, but I was moving. We traveled a little bit. You know, we spent a lot of time with family, bought a new house, trying to get it furnished. So I bought a new couch and had it for about 2.5 weeks and never sat on it. So it's not good. All right, guys. Thanks.